listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
In today's short time in God's Word, I want you to consider some bold words that David spoke before his battle with Goliath. I'm going to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 31 and 32. This is what we read. Now, when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." In conversation with his brother and a few other soldiers in Israel, young David stood up for God's cause against Goliath and the Philistine army. He stood up for God's cause, but only in words. Yet, those words made other people notice. Therefore, it says here, they reported him to Saul. It wasn't as if David's words were all that bold. He never said, "If I went out to fight against that Philistine, I would kill him easily. He's nothing to worry about." David didn't talk like that. But at least with his words, he stood up to Goliath. And to this point, David did not show a lot of courage, but it was more than anybody else in Israel showed, so it was worth reporting to Saul. When David met King Saul, he told him, "Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Saul had waited a long time, at least 40 days, to hear somebody say those words, "I'll go fight the giant." And to hear those words now, from the mouth of a boy, it almost seemed like a cruel joke. The good news was that someone finally wanted to fight Goliath. The bad news was that he was only a little shepherd boy. He wasn't a strong man or a proven soldier. David's words to Saul almost made the matter worse. When David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail because of him," it almost sounded like he told everyone to calm down because he had everything under control. Those words seemed ridiculous coming from this teenage boy. It seemed like youthful pride and overconfidence, but it wasn't. When David said those bold words, "Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine," it was the first time David specifically volunteered to fight Goliath. You see, it's one thing to say, "Someone should do something about this enemy." It's entirely another thing to say, "I will do something about the enemy." With most problems in this world, things must move beyond "someone must do something" to "I must do something." That's how it was with the problem of bringing man back to right relationship with God. In many ways, humanity complained about the problem for centuries, until the Son of God came saying, "Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God." That's in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7, quoting from the Old Testament. Now, Jesus is the ultimate one who stepped forward to fight the enemy that terrorized the people of God. The problem passed from "someone must do something" to "I will do something," and Jesus did it all. Thank Jesus for stepping forward to fight the enemy on your behalf today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.